Hey, how's it going? Welcome back to another episode of Usagi Yojimbo Podcast. I'm your host, Mike. This is a podcast all about Usagi Yojimbo. As I go through it, we go on this journey together as I read and discuss all things Usagi Yojimbo. I just want to say up front, because I had some feedback last week. I apologize if I mispronounce any Japanese name. I'm sorry, I'm white, I'm a white guy from Texas, you know, so we mispronounce a lot of stuff, you know, it's not my expertise, you know, so I apologize for butchering any Japanese words. It's not intentional, I guess you could say. It's just something that happens, because I'm a southern white guy. So yeah, you know, there is that, you know, I try my best. I definitely do try my best. You know, you'd think I should know, like, a lot of the different names and stuff, because, like, I'm a pretty big fan of, like, anime and, like, manga and stuff. You know, I have another podcast as well, called the Otakuology, where I talk about other, anime and manga and stuff like that. You know, shameless plug. Go check it out on all podcast platforms. But I apologize if, some people were offended that I mispronounced things. It's not on purpose, I swear. But yeah, just like, thanks for listening, as always. Enjoy the show. Don't forget to rate and review the podcast. You can do so on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Tell your friends, share the podcast. It helps the podcast grow. But we got a good one for you guys this week. We are continuing with Noodles Part 2. This is Issue 2 of Volume 3 of Usagi Yojimbo. And we are continuing the noodle story. If you don't remember what happened, Usagi came to a town. There's a string of thefts going around in this town. And he happens to meet up with an old friend slash enemy. I don't know. I guess they're like, they're not like it. She's not a bad guy. She's in like a really gray area. We meet Kitsune again, who's a thief. And she's thieving again. And she partners up with this soba noodle maker. He's in a slash seller. And he is a mute man by the name of Noodles. And they've struck up a friendship. And Noodles gets framed for all these thefts, because he's an easy scapegoat and whatnot. And that is where we pick up. We pick up with Usagi and Kitsune running to try to find Noodles. Usagi and Kitsune actually do end up catching up to the Masuda, who is basically placing all the blame on Noodles. And they're dragging him through town, making a big, giant spectacle. It's so sad to see, you know, an innocent man getting convicted of something that Masuda, point that out, Masuda is responsible for. He's a crooked police officer. We don't like that in Usagi Yojimbo world. Kitsune tries to intervene and stop these men from basically trying to take Noodles away. One of the men goes to hit her. Usagi goes to grab the pole or the rod that this man has. And Noodles is being comforted by Kitsune. And Usagi says, you would strike a defenseless woman. And they're kind of like grumbling. And like, you know, like, let go of our stuff. And we see Matsuda. And he's like, so, Ronin, you chose to ignore my order and to not leave town. You should be arrested too. And Usagi's like, no. I have not broken any laws whatsoever. And Kitsune is like, why is Noodles bound like this? He has done nothing wrong. We come to find out that according to Masuda, he is basically a criminal, and we have all the evidence because he had these coin purses in his possession. And Kitsune is like, no, he is innocent. And Masuda's like, innocent? Ha! We have a refutable evidence of his guilt. People, what do you say? And he looks towards the people. We see the people, and the people are very angry, I have to say. Very, very angry. And they're like, yeah, kill him. He needs to die. apparently they don't believe in the judicial system. It's either you're innocent or you're dead, I guess, you know. And Usagi tells Kitsune to keep out of this, you know. We can't help Noodles at this moment, but we will get everything settled. We can't do anything with this rowdy mob in attendance. Before leaving, Kitsune tells Noodles, "Don't worry, we'll get you out of here." And then we see later on, soon, they end up dragging Noodles to the magistrate's residence. And we see Masuda, the magistrate, and Noodles, and the other people who work for the magistrate. And Masuda is like, you know, we found this man. We found evidence that he's the one responsible for all this theft and whatnot. And the magistrate's like, oh, good work. I had concern about your abilities to put an end to this crime wave. But you have proven me wrong, you know. And he's like, thank you very much. You know, with this evidence, these stolen money pouches that you found, is a mandatory sentence of death. And Noodles is shocked, like he is being put to death. The magistrate says that Noodles will be sent to death in the next 10 days. But Masuda's like, Your Honor, basically, you know, with all due respect, with the way everything's going about, why can't we just execute him immediately, you know, and get things over with, you know? And he's like, very well, you know, I'll heed your advice and take the prisoner to the hill for execution. And Masuda's like, yes, sir. And in his head, he's like, good. The sooner this is over, the better. Then one can prove, no one can prove that we planted the evidence on him. After the big event today, we see Usagi and Kitsune walking through the town. And I love this little detail. It's a little funny little detail. This man, he's carrying this giant fish on his back, which I just think is hilarious because this fish is like freaking huge. But that's beside the point, you know. Kitsune says, you know, he has been framed, Usagi. The purses that the Yoriki has taken, those were not the ones that I actually stole. Usagi's like, no doubt the Yoriki is under pressure to put an end to this crime wave. And Noodles is the scapegoat, he says. And we find out that Kitsune just stole a few purses. You know, that's hardly actually a crime wave. We gotta save him, Usagi. Usagi's like, it's not so easy, Kitsune. How can we clear Noodle's name without basically implicating you? And Kitsune gets this really stern look on her face, and she's like, Noodles is my friend. I promise to look after him. I don't care if I'm arrested. I must appeal to the magistrate himself. And Usagi's like, Kitsune, are you sure you want to do this? There must be a better way. And she's like, how, Usagi? Capture the thieves ourselves? Ha! Don't be ridiculous. And we see this man run up. He's like, oh, the magistrate has left to witness the execution of the criminal captured this morning. So I guess they were at the magistrate's house at this point. And so Usagi and Kitsune run off, and they apparently Noodles has been sentenced, and there has to be some kind of conspiracy, according to Usagi. And they are shocked. I am shocked as well with the turn of events that has happened in this particular issue. And we see all these people surrounding this bamboo fence. It's very much like a chain link fence, or like a wooden fence, I guess you could say, that's made of bamboo. That's the best way I can describe it. And they're all around looking for entertainment to see this man, this poor man, die. And we see Kitsune like right up against the gate. Her face is pressed to it. Her hand is stretched out. And she's like, Noodles, Noodles. And Noodles sees Kitsune. And Noodles is basically strung up and on a crucifix. That is the best way I can describe it. Noodles is being crucified. but he doesn't have his hands like staked into the crucifix itself. They're actually tied up to the sides of the cross. And, you know, Kitsune's like, no, stop it. You know, he's innocent. Please stop it. And they're like, oh, no, gotta get on with it, you know. And she's like, it's me. It's me. I'm the criminal. He's innocent. And Noodles is screaming his head off. And people are pushing and they're like, oh, watch it. Get out of the way. And this scene, oh, my God. This scene is probably one of the gruesomest scenes, I would say, in the Usagi Yojimbo run so far. I have to say, where these two men basically standing below Noodles jab these really long spears through his sides, and they go through basically his like shoulder area or like collarbone area. It is very, very hard to look at, I want to say. Cause it's just something I really, really wasn't expecting. It was such a sad end to Noodles' story at this point, because Noodles actually sadly dies in this encounter, as you say. Kitsune is crying. Usagi is very mad. You know, Usagi's like, you know, it's getting late. You know, we have to go. And Kitsune's like, he trusted me, Usagi, and I didn't save him. Usagi tries to comfort Kitsune. That doesn't really work out so well. And we see Matsuda, you know, probably like a couple miles away, I want to say. Maybe a mile away. He's watching Usagi and Kitsune in there. He's like, what? This is these two people have with this mute. Like, what is their connection to him? Like, I don't understand this at all. As he is watching, being a voyeur at this point, we hear, hey, partner, you know, and Masuda's like, hey, what are you doing here? You know, if the magistrate saw us, we talked to some gamblers, and he's like, ha, these are the gamblers we saw in the last one, which I thought they were actually police, but they're not police. They're just people who, Masuda tells, hey, go do some stuff, go rob this person, go take care of this person. They do it, and they're basically kind of like, paying off, or Masuda's paying off his gambling debts, kind of, to these people that he owes money to by helping them, like, rob people and look the other way. Which I was kind of wrong a little bit, I feel like, in the last issue. I kind of read that wrong, I want to say. But they're like, ha, we'll make this short, you know, come talk to me. You know, and he's like, what do you want, Masuda says, you know. He's like, we're short some cash, you know, and we need to get a lot of money tonight. And he's like, what are you talking about? You need a lot of money, you know? Are you crazy? We just witnessed the execution, you know? Somebody was executed for crimes you committed, you know? You got to lie low for a while, and I refuse to help you, he says. And the gambler is like, oh, no, 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 no. You're going to help us. And if you don't help us, you know, we're going to go tell the magistrate what you've been doing and everything like that. And, you know, Matsuda, like, okay, you know, fine, I'll help you. Like, go take out these two people. You know, one's a rabbit, one's like a fox. And they're like, okay, sure, we're going to shake them down. Because apparently, Matsuda tells them that they have a lot of money. And that's what the gamblers actually want. Kitsune is still talking about how, like, if only she was able to save Noodles. And these men try to get the jump, the gamblers do. They try to get the jump on Usagi. That doesn't really work out so well. He ends up killing them with ease. It's a very, very vicious scene. Like, Usagi definitely doesn't take prisoners. He is definitely in to kill at this moment. He happens to leave one of them alive. And he's like, who are you working for? Why are you actually going after me? And we find out that, you know, he's like, nonsense. What are you talking about? You know. Because Usagi's like, what do you want with us? You know, we have nothing, basically, is what he says. And we find out that Masuda basically made up this story saying that, you know, Usagi and this woman, Kitsune, they were agents of Yandi, the oil merchant, on a buying trip. And you're loaded with cash, he says. He's like, no, we're not loaded with cash. He's like, nonsense, you know. He's like, listen to me. The Masuda is the one who basically coordinating the crimes in this town. He's even arranged for this soba seller to get blamed for everything. So this guy basically fesses up to Usagi and Kitsune. And he also comes to realize that he has been tricked, and he falls over and he is dead. And we hear, "Halt, police!" And Usagi's like, "You know, Kitsune, we gotta get out of here. You know, we've been set up. We gotta get out of here before the police actually show up." And then we transition from that to throughout the following weeks, people are being robbed throughout the town, and they need help because they've been robbed. We see Usagi walking in at nighttime near the Yoriki house, Masuda's house, his residence. He's like, "You know, this is Yoriki's house. Well, I don't want to be in any trouble. You know, I'm leaving." And Usagi is like, kind of walks a little bit of ways around the house. And we hear, "Is it clear?" He's like, "Yeah, it's clear. You know, you got it?" He's like, and we see Kitsune. And she's like, "Yeah, I got it. It was too easy to you know, get the cops' goods." Apparently, they're not very smart. They like to leave their valuables out. And so the next day, I'm guessing it's the next day, we see the magistrate. He's walking around town. We see Kitsune out. And the magistrate ends up going into this inn, buying some food and sake, it looks like. He's like, "Oh," and the innkeeper's like, "Oh, thank you, you know, there'll be one bow. And he's like, "Oh, okay, you know," and he doesn't have his coin purse. Oh my god, he doesn't have his coin purse. What a coinky dink. And then we see that Masuda ends up getting summoned to the magistrate's house. On the way there, Masuda bumps into Kitsune, and he's like, "You know, hold on there, you know, you're not going to be pickpocketing me because Masuda is too fast for her, you know." And he's like, "Let me see what you got, you know. You're that girl who's been with the Ronin, aren't you?" And we see some men show up. And he's like, "You know, you tried to take my coin, didn't you?" And it turns out, no, she didn't try to take his coin. After all, she just accidentally happened to bump into him. It was just a coincidence. Keep moving along. And Kitsune leaves, and Masuda is like, "I'm going to keep an eye on you, girl." And then we get to the magistrate's residence, and the magistrate basically starts berating Masuda. He's like, "You fool, you said you had ended the crime wave, but the felonies have gone up. You've made the police a laughingstock of this town." And apparently, you know, as he's shaking his fist at him, you know, the magistrate is, you know, he's like, "I have no doubt, you know, the Lord's spies have reported all the way back to him, and this represents me really, really badly. Will reflect on me really, really badly," he says. And Masuda's like, no, sir, you know, I can fix this. He starts groveling and whatnot. And while he's doing that, a coin purse falls out of Masuda's pocket. And the magistrate's like, "Oh, that's my coin purse." He's like, and Masuda's like, "Oh, that woman, she didn't try to steal from me. She planted this purse on me." And he's freaking out, you know, at this time. His eyes are bugging out. He's sweating. He really sweats a lot in this book. And in the last issue, too, he sweats a lot. He might want to go see a doctor about that. Apparently, the magistrate has been searching up and down for his coin purse. He couldn't find the culprit or anything like that. And they're like, "Guards," you know, he summons the guards. And obviously, he's like, no. Masuda's like, "No, it wasn't me. I didn't do it." And we find out that he is going to be killed. Yeah, Masuda is going to be killed. Too bad for Masuda. He gets executed. We never actually see Masuda's execution. It happens off screen, basically. Then we move from there to we see Kitsune praying at a grave. Usagi shows up to pay his respects to Noodles, you know, and Kitsune says, you know, "Oh, I have good news, you know." And we find out that it was the Yoriki has been, which is Masuda, He committed seppuku, which is ritual suicide, if I remember correctly. And Kitsune makes a funny comment, and I actually do agree with this. She's like, that's better than he deserves, even without the pressure the purses he planted in his home. There was enough evidence to convict him many times over. I do agree with that as well. Usagi tells Kitsune, that's a really nice gravestone. And we see on the gravestone, there is no name. There's just a carving of a bowl of noodles. And Kitsune is like, you know, I never actually knew his name, Usagi, you know, but I feel like I had to do something. So I had this picture carved into the stone to represent noodles. And whatnot, you know, and Usagi's like, you know, that's a marker, you know, that'll always be a mystery to others. And Kitsune says, yeah, but you know, I think he would have really liked it that way. And Usagi says, you know, what are you gonna do now, Kitsune? And Kitsune's like, well, with the cost of the gravestone and everything like that, you know, I paid the priest to pray for him, you know, and everything like that. It took all my money, and then, you know, she's like, I better go look for work. But, you know, after all that, you know, a girl has to do what a girl has to do. Why don't you actually buy me some dinner? And that's where our issue ends. Man, I do have to say, like, reading these two back-to-back, these stories back-to-back, oh, man, it hit pretty hard in the second half, I have to say. I really, really wasn't expecting noodles to die in such a horrible way and basically get pinned for everything that Masuda did. Luckily, Masuda got what was coming to him. You know, I love seeing Kitsune in a different light, I would say. You know, trying to, you know, justify what she's been doing, you know, in her actions. Well, inadvertently, her actions sort of led to Noodles' death, but in reality, it was Masuda all the way. But that was sad. That's so sad to see. This was a very hard issue to get through, especially with that point. That point where he gets crucified, man, that part's going to stick with me for quite a while, I have to say. It's a very impactful moment. A very impactful moment. I have to say, Volume 3 hits the ground running hard, I have to say. But I love this story. It was sad but fun. I like seeing Kitsune again and her interact with Usagi, stuff like that. And Usagi very much thinking outside the box in order to try to help somebody out, even though essentially they are too late to help anybody out, help Noodles out at all. But in a way, justice was served, and Noodles got his justice that he deserved. But, you know, RIP Noodles. You know, Noodles is one of the best. But yeah. Like I said, this one was a good episode. I don't really know what much more to say about this episode. I really don't. Although, like I said, you know, it caught me off guard and stuff like that. But I do have to say, you know, thanks for listening. I love everybody who listens, takes time to listen to the podcast. It really, truly means that much to me. It does. Rate and review the podcast. I'm almost up to 2,000 downloads for the podcast, which is so exciting to see that, you know, there have been that many people interested into the podcast. I know that's such a little amount, but to me, that really truly means a lot, you know, to see people constantly come back to listen each and every week, even when I forget the podcast or, you know, I'm having an off week and I don't get to record, because, you know, we have lives out there, and, you know, life comes before the podcast, I guess you could say, or the podcast is life, who knows. But yeah, I just want to say thank you for listening, and I will do better in trying to pronunciate the words from Japanese. I will try my best. No promises, I'll just try my best. But yeah, Thanks for listening. I'll catch you guys in the next episode. And stay safe out there. And make sure to go read some Usagi Yojimbo. Take care, guys.